Hey, After Buzzers, welcome to Season 6, Episode 10 of Project Runway All-Stars. We're here for Rock Your Face Off, where the designers are competing with rock, pop, and country looks, and we're only down to five designers, and my co-host and I are in total disagreement about everything. Stick around and chime in and tell us what you think.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey! Hey, everyone. Welcome back. Thursday, you know how we do it here at AfterBuzz. Project Runway. Oh, I like this little dance you guys are doing.
Oh, thanks. We're like in sync.
We're like rehearsing.
We are, because we were actually in sync with our comments today. We both fully agree with everything Elisa said.
Yep. Team right here.
We'll get into it. Mm-hmm. I'm your host, Michael Shirley, and my headphones are like popping off my head. My hair is so big today. I'm wearing my rock and roll look. I was inspired by the whole challenge.
The challenge.
So tell everybody your name. I'm sure they know who you are by now.
If you don't know, let me tell you. Okay. Hey, my name is Maitha Creo. You can find me everywhere at Maitha Creo _.
And you can find me on the Instagram at Dan Babic. That's B-A-B-I-C, bitches. Yes.
Well, we're down to five designers this week, and I'm not pleased with how it went. I didn't really think that I would be invested in Helen at the end of all of this, but she really, like, changed my mind this week, and I know you guys are in complete disagreement with me. I was, like, having a hard time believing that we watched the same show tonight.
Yeah.
But,
it's two against one, Michael. Mm-hmm. You know? Yes.
We're ready.
We have. Now, there's only three people tonight, so, like, two against one. We win. Our comments are the winners.
Yeah.
I didn't agree with the judges. I didn't agree with you guys. Was this a better week for you? I mean, we've been complaining a lot about how dull it is.
Yeah, I think everything just put together, the mentor was so much better. We had Rebecca Minkoff, which was amazing. I feel like when we heard her, we're just like, we can't wait. We love her. And then the challenge was a lot better, too. The prize, a lot better.
So cool.
Yeah. I mean, you win a trip to Cancun, right? Stay four nights at the Hard Rock Hotel. And then what else was it? I can't really remember. There was a...
And you make the Hard Rock t-shirt.
Right.
Yes. And look, it's funny because Olga actually agrees with you, so because she's an unofficial team member. So it's actually two against two. Good. So there we go. We'll have to find Michelle Brest. Yeah.
Well, for you guys, I know some of you watch our after show before the show. Mm-hmm. So for those of you who haven't watched yet, the challenge tonight, the designers went to the Hard Rock Cafe in New York City. And their challenge was to design a dazzling performance outfit for the stage. And the designers are each assigned a genre of music. There were six designers, three genres of music. So they were kind of surprised when they found out they were going against each other.
Fun.
And as we said earlier, the winning designer got a four-day trip to the Hard Rock Cancun and got the opportunity to design a limited edition shirt for the brand, which is super, super cool.
Totally.
I'm interested to see what that is, but they don't really give us a heads up about that. You would think, like, Lifetime would be like, to get the official Hard Rock shirt, you know?
Yeah,
like,
wouldn't they? I mean, because I feel like they're the ones that benefit out of all
they're
of this.
Really weird with the prizes this month. Like, they didn't say who Anthony was going to be designing last week when he won, like, the Lifetime movie.
Hashtag Hailey Duff. That's my guess.
Yeah, that's Hilary who you're
Duff.
Hoping.
Yeah, Hailey Duff, not Hillary.
Oh, the sister.
So for that challenge, you know, he was going to get to dress a red carpet Lifetime movie star, but they didn't say who it was. So it's just kind of like, is this really happening?
You are so sassy when it comes to Lifetime movie star. You always throw so much shade at Lifetime movie stars.
I do. I just think it's not much of a...
They remind me of, like, the Hallmark movie stars, you know, like during Christmas break when all these Hallmark movies come out.
Yeah. I call them the Walmart movie stars because I went to Walmart for the first time this week.
Are you serious? It's your first time.
It's like Target. It's like going to Target.
It is like a fashion destination like none other. And I actually think you can find some great outfits at Walmart.
It's true. You
can actually do it. And I want to do 1 week a challenge. Well, I think Target's a bit better. I love Target.
I love Target,
too. Yes, but it'd be so interesting to even see 1 week on the show them doing like a you know, like a Walmart challenge, something, you know, with the, like that would fit into the budget of a Walmart.
That wouldn't be a bad idea. Yeah. As opposed to the JCPenney wall.
Yeah, the JC. I love Walmart. I love it. And I love Ross Dress for Less as well.
Yeah, you could get some really cheap stuff at Walmart. And I'm from Memphis. And when I'm there, right by my house, there's a 24-hour Walmart. So if I'm like super bored, like I'll go there and just get lost in there. And I'll go into all departments. Yeah. And like I've brought back like some really cool stuff that I was surprised I found there. But yeah. We're going to have to do this one day, you and me. I know you guys are like... You can't believe I'm saying this. And I'm really surprised you said that.
And my website's not dashbasic.com. But really, I'm secretly a basic bitch. And also, I used to collect the Hard Rock Cafe t-shirts every time all around the world.
Oh, no.
But I've stopped because I then changed my image, you know, and decided I was going to...
You're more refined.
Yeah, I'm not going to wake up too mediocre. So, yeah.
I used to do that with the shot glasses, but I kept breaking them. So
I never collect anything. Olga says they can get to design a shirt for Hard Rock Cafe to sell, and they get a long weekend at a tourist mac. Wow. Insert sarcasm emoji. So it's kind of like whatever.
Olga, when are you going to come and join us on the show? I love you.
Ooh, oh, is that our shade?
I think
our
so.
Shade music. Well, the designers got a day and $250, and I guess I would say for a day they did a pretty good
job. They did a good job. Yeah.
And as you said, also we got Rebecca Minkoff, who's like everybody's like accessory darling, she's been on top for a while now.
Yeah.
Hearing a little less about her now. Maybe that's why she's doing Brothers for But
she's still relevant.
Yeah, I thought she was she gave such great critiques to the designers.
Yes.
And we've all been saying, like, they're getting gypped with these critiques with Anne.
Oh, yeah, I thought her name was Anna. Anna Banana.
What?
No, Anne.
Where in the world is Anne?
Well, according to a preview that we kind of...
Beach is fine.
A little sneak peek. No, she's coming back next week.
Oh, yes. Good.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yes. Next week.
But Nina Garcia is next week as well. Oh my god. I love Nina.
Me too.
Dan's a big Nina fan.
Keeps it real.
Nina and
she
and
does
who
keep
else?
It real for sure.
Can't remember who else. Yeah.
Well, we usually give Alyssa crap for the way she looks.
She looked great tonight.
I thought she was looking a little bit like Santa Claus. But
who?
Alyssa.
Oh.
That fringe top was a little bust heavy.
I liked it. Very flattering for her for her figure. And it was the first week that I'm like, yes, I'm feeling you this week fully. Like, I love her because she's a great person, but she's not a fashion person. So I'm very critical of her. But as we said, we like her because she's empathetic.
She's a great person. Yeah.
But and even today when she said goodbye to Helen, this is why I love her.
Oh.
She said, gave Helen a kiss and she said, I love you.
Well, you just ruined it for everyone.
No, but I mean,
Helen
like,
went
was...
home this week, you guys.
Well,
but that was amazing.
That was amazing.
It made me feel like so much more empathetic.
It was cute
for
when
Alyssa.
She had those two little kiss marks on her cheek.
And sometimes,
really
no offense, Americans, you just tend to love everything. I love it so much. I love you.
Well,
that was authentic.
Won our
hearts. Yeah, we love you, Alyssa.
Yeah,
and you looked great
totally
tonight. And we liked all of your critiques for once as well. So
we were all in sync with you tonight.
No, we weren't.
Okay, not
no,
maybe
we
you.
No, we weren't. Do not
you
speak
I, we
for
were.
Me
yes.
like that.
I almost liked
Jen and I were.
I almost liked you as much as I liked Georgina tonight, but her lips were so good tonight that I just had to.
Oh, Georgina?
Yeah, like at Georgina, where do you get your lips done? I want my lips done like yours.
I don't think she's going to tell you.
Oh, well, I will just have to find out for myself.
I know, right?
Yes.
You're going to have to find an assistant.
Yeah.
Well, I usually, like, don't... Fabio's kind of annoyed me this year, or this season, with the way he dresses. I'm just like, really? Like we kind of got that last year. Who's that guy that wore, like the panties, and they're like, you're wearing panties, and he's
God,
like,
I can't remember.
You know,
I know who you're
hair.
Talking about, yes.
Yeah, but... I officially, like, I cannot stand the freaking bandana that Ken ties. He has a bandana in, like, every color.
And
he ties it around his neck every week. And it, like, doesn't even show off the pattern part. Like, the cool part is always in the back. And I just want to grab him by the neck and just twist the banana. You and the banana.
Bandana
around. Yeah. It just drives me nuts. It's a little thing. But, like, he doesn't have, like, a long neck that it looks good on.
I did not realize that until you pointed it out today.
It's been driving me crazy
like,
all season.
I was
season.
Just like, bandana? What are you talking about? And then I started thinking back, and I'm like, you're right. He always wears that. But I like it. I feel like that's kind of like a signature statement for him. And I don't mind that it's backwards either. because it's just it's
him. I'm with you, Michael. Hashtag I'm with him on this one.
The because pattern's yeah, like I think too sporadic.
Yeah, if you're gonna do a signature, do something really great, like Daniel Babick's curl. Like do something awesome, like a blazer and a curl. Like that's my thing.
You've it got is
Kim,
your thing.
Kim Kardashian's got the booty. You've got Sia's got the chopped hair. You know, you've got to really if you have a staple because I'm a staple guy and I'm a stick to the one look type thing. Yeah. Get you know put yourself in a little box and sell it, baby. But I just don't think it's that great. So I was like, find a different signature. I don't steal my curl because it's the best.
Like, if you had it in the front, it could be like a little homage to like a bow tie or like a.
I guess I don't care much for it.
I just don't care much for him. He's like my least favorite. He's so like nasty to everyone, I feel like.
Fabio.
No, I'm talking about Ken.
Oh, that's like, I like Fabio's personality.
Yeah. I'm over his like granny tops and like Art Deco jewelry. Like, that's a little much
that
for me.
Jewelry,
I'm like,
I don't understand.
I have a little crush on Fabio. I've got a bit of a crush on Stanley
Fabio. You have a crush on everyone. Yeah.
Not
on
Helen.
This show.
Not Helen. Not into Helen.
That's because she's a girl.
I know.
What are you trying to say, my day?
I'm sexist.
Oh, you don't know?
But I love Georgina. But should we just start writing down looks? I want to start seeing some of the looks and, like, you know, reviews.
The looks this week were, like, really good for us because we got to see them right next to each other. So, as you guys can see, they paired each of the designers up and presented the outfits together. And first up, we have the Rock look with Stanley and Edmund. Stanley's outfit is on the left, and Edmund's outfit's on the
Could
right.
Could we get a bit of like rock music? Like, you know, like a bit of, you know, and then for the country, get like a bit of country music in the background, maybe?
I don't know. We'll have to see we'll what magic see. We can get.
Yes. Put it out into the universe, you know? I saw A Wrinkle in Time on the weekend, so if put it out, it'll come, hopefully. But what do we think of these two outfits?
Well, just to let everyone in the chat, I mean, everyone in the podcast know, the one on the left, Stanley's outfit, is, like, stripes and leather and fishnets, and the one on the right, Edmund's outfit, is the one with, like, full-on, like, leather, sparkle...
Fringe.
Yes.
Pants. Got a vest going on. All leather.
I really didn't like Stanley's look. I was... felt like it was trying like way too hard. It was a little too
rock.
There we go. Stanley's look is a little too thrift store for me. Woo! And I didn't think that the tailoring was that great because if you looked, you could see that it was a one day challenge, but they didn't have like the meetup of the lines. Mm-hmm. And you would see some little bit of fraying where he hadn't just finished like really tailoring it very well.
Stanley's
what were your thoughts?
Stanley's to me looked a little too costumey, too literal. I mean, it was the matching skirt and the vest, and I wasn't a fan of the vest at all. And I feel like he could have really pulled off the skirt and the leggings, but if he just took off that vest and made it something completely different, then it would have kind of given it a little bit more of a style. But I really liked Edmund's look, and I feel like that fringe that he added at the very last minute was a perfect touch to make this outfit complete. I can see, and I agree with, I think it was Alyssa who said that a guy or a girl can wear this look. So this was actually a statement.
Not
piece.
A lot of guys, maybe someone
not
like
a lot.
Me.
You can totally pull off this look.
Most guys probably couldn't pull
but
that off.
But I gave this look 5 stars because I completely
what?
Loved
Whoa.
It.
Whoa,
yes.
Okay.
Because I know we had someone in our comment section last week say, oh my God, you guys never get 4 or 5s. Like, no, we've given that in the past.
I don't know that I have, but what if you have?
But I know I have. Well, you know, this season at least. So I give this look, Edmund's 5 stars.
Right.
And Stanley, I would say like 2.
Well, I never give 5 stars often because 5 stars to me is perfection.
Yeah.
Like perfection. So it's very rare.
I
so
agree.
I gave Edmund's a 4.
Close enough.
And Stanley's, I was actually excited when I first saw the fabric because I thought it had a bit of Assassin Bide vibe. If you're familiar with that Australian designer, who Kelly Catrone, you know, used to represent at People's Revolution. Yeah. Hi, Kelly. But then when it all came together,
he's such a fan.
I'm such a fan, I know. But when it came together, it did, I think it was Isaac Mizrahi, but it said it almost looked like ties, like ties, like, you know, the man would wear. And so I didn't really like it at all, but I'm just glad he stayed and that they took into account, I think, his past looks because I think his probably was almost a bit worse than Helen's tonight. But I think because overall he's a stronger designer, they kept him in because, you know,
right.
Helen's
right.
really got not much of a great track record. But
yeah.
God bless Helen and you did an okay job.
Well, I gave Stanley's look on the left 2 stars because I thought, you know, he was trying and, like, it was kind of in, but it was kind of off, like, at the same time. Do you know what I mean? Like, the patterns was, and, like, all of that, like, worked for me, but just...
He was so excited, too.
Yeah, something, because he was like, rock's my thing, you wouldn't think it, but I don't know. It's definitely not rock concert, more runway.
Yeah.
It's definitely not anything, and it needs to be thrown in the trash. Stanley, you're still my favorite.
Well, for me, yeah, I couldn't really think of a singer that I could see wearing it. So that's, like, the problem for me, yeah. Like, when I can't
think. What singer did you think in this? Because I was actually thinking a bit of Kesha, maybe back in the day. And I was also thinking, like, Janis Joplin and that chick that sings. In the black look. And
oh,
also,
the black look?
Yeah, yeah. And also, Do You Wanna Touch? You know that song, the person who sings that? Oh. Do you wanna touch me there?
Joan Jett?
Yeah. Joan Jett, yeah. So I was like, that's like my favorite song.
Yeah, Edmonds is pretty Joan Jett. It was okay-ish, but the fringe belt look to me was, like, so cheap. And there was just so much going on, I couldn't quite tell what I was looking at.
No,
and so it was just kind of like the whole thing for me. Confused. You kind of, yeah. It's when you were looking at the outfit, I was just looking at a whole look. I wasn't able to really tell what started and what stopped with his because there's so much going on.
Costumey.
But I just wanted to rip that fringe belt
off. Oh, I disagree.
Oh, God, no.
Disagree. And I think it was a bit of an homage to Rebecca Minkoff because I was introduced to her by Olivia Palermo. And she's Rebecca's famous for her fringing on her backs. And I remember that's when I first discovered her, is, you know, Olivia had the fringe bag. And I'm like, oh, my God, who made that? So I don't think it was intentional, but I actually liked that because it was giving homage, you know, to Minkoff.
When I think about Rebecca Minkoff, I typically think of that, like, that hook snap. Like a keychain looking vibe to everything, but I don't know. It's like industrial rock and roll, like chic.
Well, he won, so he's doing something right.
I have to add, Olga in our live chat says Stanley showed his age in tonight's outfit. Charlene says Stanley's look looks too Debbie Harry, and she also adds, I can see even Beyonce wearing Edmund's look.
Oh, I agree.
Debbie
yes.
Harry, that's a good one.
I would like Beyonce to be in that, like, after she really slims down after the babies, you know.
Oh, like a Coachella look?
Yeah. Maybe. Y'all want to see Beyonce in all of these looks.
I want to see Beyonce in everything. Yeah. She rocks whatever she wears.
Well, let's move on
like
to the next. Well, I gave Edmonds 3 stars because it was just okay to me. But he did win the challenge. And he also won the entire challenge.
Yes.
So he was the one that got the trip to Mexico.
Yay!
And got to design a shirt. So if you guys are curious as to what the Hard Rock shirt looks like, look online. Let us know what you think. If you'd wear it, if you wouldn't. But next up, we've got Country. And on the left, you'll see Fabio's outfit, which is like a little silver denim jumpsuit with a vest, and on the right you'll see Helen's outfit, which is like a sequin prairie dress with
sequins everywhere. That's it. That's all you can say.
Fine. Let's get into it.
But I do want to say just about Fabio's, it's interesting because it's a one piece. So it's everything. It's a one piece thing. So it's not a jacket as well. It's a jumpsuit and it's all one piece.
Yeah.
And the first thing I saw when she walked down the runway was Dolly Parton and Carrie Underwood, which was his goal. And I thought, stumble out of bed in a minute. You know that song, Working 9 to 5? I just thought, gotta sing it. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living.
I don't know anyone that would go to work and wear that from 9 to 5.
But Dolly Parton
a little
singing
sexy.
I loved it.
No, it's not too sexy.
It's made to be a concert costume. You would never wear a concert costume to work.
Have you? Oh, to work.
No, but to sing that. Sing that.
I'm
sing
like,
that
what?
At a concert. Like, working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living.
But you know who else I can see wearing this is Taylor Swift back
yes,
in her country days,
sure.
Which
yeah.
she was trying to transition
for
into
sure.
pop.
This is. Fabio's look was very Little Big Town to me, and you said, you know, oh, that hair. But even before it was on it, it looked like something the lead singer, even before it was on the model, I was thinking that
a Little Big Town.
What he was challenging, yeah. But it was a little too plain for me, because country stars, One thing I know about country stars is they love embellishments. They love, like, sequins. They love rhinestones. They love fringe. They love all that stuff that catches your eye. And this is literally like the contemporary adult version of a country rock star.
But I like that she's refined, and it makes, because she's got, I think the hair makes a look, to be honest. Without the hair, I would struggle to see the country in it. But I think it's his own interpretation, with Alyssa said, of a country star. And he put his aesthetic in it, and I think it's nice because it's not over the top. There's something refined about it. Almost Parisian, you know?
Yeah.
You don't have to be so over the top. You can be a little understated and still rock it.
Yeah.
Well, on the right, you can see Helen's look, which, all right, you guys, I gave this look 5. This is the first look on this season I've given 5 stars. I usually hate Helen. I even wrote, like, before we got to this, Helen is so annoying. I love this dress. I love everything about it. But I will say,
God,
the styling's terrible. But I can forgive it. Like, the shoes and the pantyhose whatever and the hair, all that's wrong for sure. I love these, like, glove, these sequin, like, glove things. I love the tight, like pointy, sharp bodice.
I mean, her bodice was fit to a T, for sure.
But I love the sequins. I love the color. I love where it stops at the bottom. I love everything about it, you guys. And you all hate it. Tell me all about it.
It's atrocious. No, I'm kidding. It's pretty freaking bad, this outfit. I mean, I can't see anybody wearing this. It washes out when you're on a red carpet.
It's not for a red carpet. And it is for a concert stage. It's to catch light.
Whatever it is, it's just washed out.
This is where I'm going to have problems with you in the next outfit. Because we'll get to it.
Okay, okay. Oh, yeah, because that was one of my favorites as well.
Yeah.
But I don't like the color choice that she selected here with the blue.
Why? It's so pretty and makes me think, like, blue velvet. You know?
You know what? Charlene on our live chat says, please have Michael make an appointment to see an optometrist tomorrow.
Oh! Whoa! You didn't just talk to me like that?
But Olga agrees with you. But one thing I love that...
Wait, Olga agrees with me?
I think she does. Yes. One thing I like about the guest judge, Olivia Cooper said, was... capturing the light on stage. And that's what I did notice it would be good at. Probably that's the only advantage of it. But I think that that's what they needed to focus on more. And I thought that was a really good way of thinking of going into this challenge, of what design will capture the light.
It's just very two different styles of country. Like, on the left, you have, like, a modern country star. On the right,
you have someone that went home.
I could see if that was, like, floor length, like, all the way to the floor, Loretta Lynn wearing that, like, in a heartbeat. That's, like, the kind of stuff
the
old country stars like to wear.
Bye.
Mm-mm. Those boots, too, when she said it.
All right, well, I guess those boots were made for walking. Because
that's just what they did.
Fabio.
One of these days, these boots are going to walk all over you, Michael, if you can continue to agree.
Fabio won for his challenge, and Helen lost, and... as we know, Helen lost the entire challenge, so she went home this week, which usually I'd be like, whatever, but I really love this dress.
All right.
You guys can just sit on it.
Yeah, let's move.
Anyways, moving on to Pop, our final two looks of the night, and two of the worst looks I've ever seen on Project Runway. We were talking about, like, stage and what'll catch the light. Anthony's the first look up. It is black fishnet and blue applique, like, feathers and stuff. You know, the second the lights go out, you're going to wonder, where's the singer? You're not going to see her anywhere. There's nothing to catch the eye, except maybe if you have a really shiny skin glow.
It's because it's Beyonce's, like, wearing it, and she's singing Queen of the Night, and it's after having a baby, and it's
And all you can see is her legs and her face.
I loved it. It was my favorite look of the night, and I actually thought it was going to win. I wasn't sure if this was going to win, or the who did win? I forget who actually won. It was
Edmund.
I thought it was out of Edmund and him, but just had screen Beyonce to me. And the fringe, you know, paying homage to Rebecca Minkoff, and I just saw B in it, maybe a bit of Rihanna. The other one, I thought it looked like sperm. I thought jacked off, sperm everywhere, veiny sperm. But maybe that was just what it looks like on the TV, because in real life they liked it. But I just thought there's sperm everywhere. I thought it looked, she looked like a condom wrapped up.
I think the coat just wasn't a great addition to this outfit. It just sucked. And it wasn't great.
Yeah,
so it would have been better just having the...
Semen galore.
Still at her. Yeah.
I was going to describe Ken's outfit for all of our listeners, but I think you did it for them.
I think
them.
Dan just did it for everyone.
Semen galore.
I think that the left look, the one that is black and blue, is just one of the worst things I've seen. It's the color choices are awful. Nope. It's old. It needs more color. And the one on the right, it's ugly. Like, I agree with
I love
you.
The,
it is ugly. Yeah. I don't know why they liked it. They thought it was, like, chic. Like, for some reason, the panties underneath. And, like, he called them panties. And it was just...
Yeah.
I like the
idea. I mean, I like the idea of it. But I feel like maybe if he had a little bit more time, then he could have constructed it so much better.
Very,
and
like,
not had those panties underneath. Because it made it look really awkward. But I do like where he was headed with this. And the fact that he did a pantsuit. And then, as far as Anthony's look goes, that was just one of my favorites. I could totally see the detail that he put into it. And I think I'm just like a sucker for fringe overall, that
same.
This look is just killer. And then the first person I thought of was
Beyonce.
And I want to see her wearing this. And I feel like Anthony should be up there designing for her.
Yeah. And Alyssa even said that as well, which we agreed with today. She said, yeah, she's like, it's Beyonce. And I was like, we agree with you, Alyssa.
We were in tune with
Alyssa. I gave Anthony the look on the left. I gave that 1 star.
Okay.
Just because he made it.
Do you know what I'm actually just going to go back a little bit to what Alyssa said about Helen before, which I forgot to mention. She's like, Helen, this looks like a costume.
Yeah.
Yes, and I'm like, I thought that was so sassy of her. I know we're going back. And just another thing about the whole Helen thing, I love the quote she said today about, I'm trying not to be a bitch, but I want to win. I thought that was such a tagline.
She tried, but
she lost.
That didn't work
but I really, really liked Anthony's, and I thought his was my favorite. And as I said, I think it looked like Spermarella, not Cinderella, at the ball with the other one. But you know,
well, Ken's look, I gave it 1.5 star because I thought it was just a little bit better than Anthony. And as you guys know, Anthony's been my fan favorite, just personality solely this season. But I was ready to send him home today.
No,
I'm just like tired of seeing him. Everything
totally
he does
disagree.
Is like black and like a darker color.
It's so
it's
chic.
Just like I'm getting sick of it.
No.
I think after that round planet thing he had on the chest that one time.
Avant-garde look?
Yeah.
Yes.
After that, I've been like...
No, that's what it's all about, though. Mm-hmm. He's one of my favorites, and I hope he's up there, top two.
Well, the look on the right, I mean, when you're thinking about pop, I guess I can see this in a pop way from maybe like an older established, like a Cher, like a Barbara Streisand.
Or even Rihanna with the coat, because she
don't... I don't know why he said that, and I don't get... that with it, because if I think of Rihanna coat, I'm thinking of her in a big, huge puffer jacket, like
Rihanna,
not anything like
Rihanna wears a lot of really oversized jackets and like coats, so I saw it.
That wasn't, well, for me, it wasn't oversized enough to make me think that. But
she looks
I was
like
thinking,
Mary J. Blige from this distance, doesn't she? Let's get it poppin'.
Oh, I could see a little bit of that, but I wrote down very Barbara Streisand meets Lady Gaga.
Barbara Streisand.
Ooh.
I don't know.
That's not a good look.
I don't think so, no. I mean, like I said, I didn't like either of these looks. I didn't get it. But in the end, we got Edmund as the winner and Helen as the loser. You guys were totally expecting Helen to go home.
I mean,
I wasn't.
I was shocked.
What?
It was between her and...
Stanley.
So I thought,
okay,
they
weren't going to send him home.
I'm like, probably they're going to send him. And then they said Helen. I'm like... I could have really gone a little bit more, another week, watching Helen.
So are you saying that you liked Helen's ugly
look? I didn't like
look
her look,
better
but
than
I'm just
Stanley's?
Saying, in comparison to what she's done in the past this season, I just don't think it was a good enough cause for her to go home.
I think the designers really want to see a final collection from Stanley.
Do you know what's funny? I'm like, I'm going to cheat my own horn here. This is the first week. I got it right with who went home, but every single week I've called who's going to win and who's going to lose.
Oh,
every
don't
single
jinx
week,
yourself.
I don't want to jinx myself. But tonight was the first one because I thought Anthony was going to win. Mm-hmm. But I saw her going home straight away. I knew. As soon as it walked down, I just knew. Yeah.
Well, we're going to have to see if Dan's our little fashion oracle.
Oh, I know. I'm like, this, I don't want to like toot my own horn, but I was like, this is the first time I haven't got it. Like,
maybe I'll ask you that next week before we start watching. Who do you think is going to win?
Well, speaking of next week, let's get into some predictions, you guys.
Predictions.
Are you excited? Your
AfterBuzz TV. Oh my gosh, these lights. I love them. Turn the lights
up. All right, Dan. You're going to be honest with me, aren't you?
When am I not honest?
I know.
When do I not keep it real? Yes.
Who do you think is going home next week? You think they're definitely not going to be making it to the final?
Well, I have in the final, I'm going to look at my list here. Because I got told to take notes tonight.
Yes.
And I'm
a stickler.
You're a stickler. He's like, take notes because you ramble too much. And I still rambled, but that's okay. So I've got Anthony in the final four or three, however the many there is. Anthony.
I'd say there'll probably be a final four.
Anthony, so Stanley, and
final four?
I'm doing three.
Okay.
Anthony, Stanley, and Fabio. That's who I want to see. That's my prediction for the final three. I don't care about the other two. So I think Anthony, Stanley, and Fabio. Yeah.
What about you, Maite?
I think it's Anthony, Edmund, and Fabio. That's my top three.
What'd you say?
Anthony, Helen, and Fabio.
Well, Helen.
I'm sorry, not Helen. Ooh,
Edmund,
Lord have mercy.
You said Edmund.
Yeah. Edmund, yes. Thank you for catching me.
That's right, girl.
I'm personally not very invested in any of these designers. But
Stanley.
I think that Stanley, Edmund, and Fabio will go to Fashion Week.
Not Anthony?
I don't think he will. Well, I don't know. I think, actually, I don't really understand Anthony. Mm. I think he's just so funny, but I don't get his outfits, like, at all.
Yeah, and I find Edmund and Ken just forgettable a little bit.
Like, I think Ken is a mean girl, and I'm done with him.
Can we just say it's all guys now? There are no girls in the competition.
Look, the black men have taken over, the black gays. Yes. Yeah, they're owning it, the fashion industry. I'm like, woo!
Why the hell not?
Yeah. It's going to be that. If Fabio gets kicked out, it's going to be every black man for himself.
Save yourself.
I'm going to say, all the women, for the queens.
Well, who do you think is going home next week?
Oh, for sure. I think it will be...
I think Ken will go home next week. I think so Anthony too. Will probably be down to the wire.
Yeah,
Ken will go next
or
week.
Or Stanley.
No, not Stanley.
You don't think so?
No.
I think they really... Because of his tailoring, I think the producers probably wanted
Georgina's got his back. Georgina's like, you know, they've got an alliance. Like, if I was on the show, I would be aligned with Georgina.
He would be in sync with Georgina.
In sync
with just, like, make what you think they want.
Yeah, no, Georgina. I can see Georgina's like, yeah, you're part of my tribe. I've got your back, girls.
So. What are they saying in the chat?
So, we have some predictions in our chat. Olga says, Anthony and Fabio for sure. Stanley and Ken fighting for third. Then we have Mex saying, Edmund's going home next. The show has thrown him a bone, so they can send him home now. and then we have Charlene saying, Edmund for the win.
Ooh, that wouldn't be Charlene, would it?
No. Maybe. No. It just says...
Yeah.
And Olga, when are you coming on the show? When are you coming in studio to visit us? When are you calling in?
Yes.
Because actually next week, I'm going to put it out to you. I know you're now following my beautiful co-host on Instagram, and I would like a follow as well.
Oh, my God.
But I'd love to call you in. I'd love to hear your opinion, because we really value it, and you are like another co-host to us.
You're such a fame whore, Dan.
No, yeah, I am. No shame.
I mean, why not? Why not have our fans, right?
Why? You know, one.
Fans of the show.
No. I think that would be great. Great. One He's Instagram just like, follow me,
oh,
Olga.
Yeah, follow me. Yeah, one follow at a time, Olga. Follow me.
That's what it's all about, yeah. I'll find you, Olga, and I'll follow you, too.
Mm-hmm. So, I'd really like to hear your opinion, and I'm excited for next week. It looks like a really cool week.
It looks like a great challenge next week.
I saw Alyssa's dress, and it had me...
Candy Crush.
...feeling better about things.
Candy Crush is next week.
Yeah, and obviously Nina Garcia's back, and she keeps it. She's a New Yorker. She doesn't have time for bullshit.
Yeah.
She just keeps it real.
I'm excited to hear what she says, because I think she's going to say a lot different than everyone else, because I think all the other judges have just been, like, a lot more polite.
No,
safe. Some do.
Today they were a bit more real, and I think
Alyssa's too polite.
No, she's
the host. The host can...
I disagree. I think they all did a great job. I'm judging them on tonight and tonight only. Okay. But I think they did it. Don't roll your eyes at me, Michael. That is so rude. I think they did a really great job tonight. And I was really impressed with all the judges. And I thought they brought the fire back and the light. Because, I, you know, in some of the weeks, I thought they looked a bit bored and didn't want to be there. And I said, Alyssa, you look like you've been plopped on stage. Which you also said.
She often
but not
does.
Anymore. Not anymore. And I was not really anymore. Did... think they did a great job, and I respect them. And Georgina, I love you. And where did you get your lips done?
Well, with that said,
with that said, Dan is the official head of Georgina's fan club. So, yeah. If any of you are interested in having a meetup, just email or Instagram you at Dan Babick.
Yes, Georgina, I love you, and I would love to have the first interview with you post Harvey, because I really, you know, as I said, loyalty. I'd have you.
So, where can they find you?
Oh, sorry, I'm just here busy trying to give my shout out to Georgina. You can find me on the tweet. At Dan Babick with an underscore. You can visit my website www.not-basic.com, or you can find me on the Instagram at Dan Babick. That's B-A-B-I-C, bitches.
Woo! How do you follow up with that?
I don't know, but you gotta try.
But you can follow me everywhere at Mike the Creole underscore.
And you guys can follow me at Michael actually on Twitter and Instagram, and check me out on Marvel TV Weeklies on Monday and upcoming Roseanne after show on Tuesdays, which is exciting. Oh. And guys, don't forget, if you like our show, be sure to give us a thumbs up. If you don't like our show, give us a thumbs down. Comment now. All the live chats are showing up with the videos. Yes. So any of you watching this that didn't watch live, you can see what the fans had to say as we were streaming, which I think is really fun.
Yeah.
Be sure to subscribe and check us out on iTunes and leave us an awesome glowing review saying how awesome we are.
Yeah. And conversations with Maria Menounos. Get on that at SiriusXM. Our amazing boss.
Yeah. Be sure to check out Maria's podcast. It's super awesome. So until next week, we will see you guys later.
Bye. I love you, Georgina.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.